So here we are, outside, sunshine, end of December. This is episode 18 of Viv and Dave's Adventures in Retirement. It covers Chrissy in Brizzy. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. And I hope you enjoy this.
Our Chrissy in Brizzy. As they say here, they're like Scousers, the Australians.
They are a bit. Everything has to be shortened by a vowel or two and with an I or
a Y on the end.
Y on the end.
So Chrissy and Brizzy was, yeah, it was like not like any Christmas we've ever had before, but it had a lovely start, quite unexpected, when we had a phone call from our daughter Daisy, and it was late at night for her, late on Christmas Eve, but they were still up. Preparing food for the next day and wrapping presents for
and this
the kids.
Is while we were having our breakfast.
Yeah, and it was so nice. I really wasn't expecting that. So it was lovely to chat to her over our breakfast on the deck of melon and fresh fruit salad and yoghurt and a little bit of muesli and fresh coffee. That's proper Aussie breakfast.
Yes, yes, and all outside in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Yes. And after breakfast, we thought we'll have to go to the beach.
Yeah, because that's where you go.
Yeah.
I was brought up, like most English kids, I think, thinking that every Australian had their Christmas dinner on the beach and had shrimps on a barbecue. And
many people were very much doing that, weren't they? Yeah. I mean, not so much on the beach, but just off the beach.
Yeah.
There was hordes of people with mostly picnics, it has to be said, but some had the barbies going because barbecues are just provided everywhere.
Yeah, they had whole family Christmas dinners there, didn't they?
Yes.
So quite how you secure that, I don't know. I think you just take your chances.
First come, first served, it appeared to be. Yes.
Yeah.
And then because there was sunshine going on, we sat on the beach. I had a swim.
Yeah.
And an ice cream.
Yes. Yeah, not a usual Christmas Day thing.
Yes, and it was the people were dressed in their sort of cozzies and their bikinis, often with Christmas hats on.
Yeah, it was great seeing people in bikinis and Christmas hats.
Yes.
And a very young teenage Santa handing out little pots of yoghurt to people.
Fair enough.
We didn't take a Barbie with us. Luckily, the City Cat was running, which is the ferry going from the river near here to South Bank, which is where we went.
Yeah.
So we thought, if we want to come back to get a picnic or a Barbie, we can do that. But we didn't need to because there was a really nice eatery open.
Yes, the first one we saw was open, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Riverside Cafe and Bar.
Yeah.
So what did you have for Christmas dinner?
I had mushroom linguine.
Mm. And I had corn fritters and sweet potato fries,
yeah,
as they called them. And we had 51 Lashes beer each.
Yes. I'm not sure where that name comes from. I don't know, think.
Well, let's think it was eyelashes rather than anything else. So, and you got the City Cat back, didn't you?
I did, and you didn't, because we only had one go card between us, which is what you pay for the buses.
And why was that, Vivi? Remind me.
I couldn't really place mine. But the two guys on the way over who were in charge of things let us off with it. Because when I said, I'm sorry, partway through the journey, I couldn't, click on because I've left my card at home. And they said, can you swim? Because we could throw you off here. And we were laughing about it. And they said, no, don't worry about it. It's Christmas.
Yeah,
but we didn't want to pull the same stunt on the way back. I didn't think we'd get away with it twice. So I got the City Cat back on your card. And what did you do, Dave?
I had to do this 40-minute walk back to Dennis's place.
Yes.
Which I was sort of pleased to do.
You don't like it?
A bit.
It was very gallant of you, yeah.
There you go. That's why I'm called your hero.
That must be it.
Yeah. You could sound more convincing that. Yeah, the beach we're on is actually a sort of part of this South Bank Park on the Brisbane River. So it was a sort of artificial beach and pool.
Yeah.
It was great, wasn't it? The lifeguards. We saw the lifeguards saving children.
I know, yeah. It was great. I mean, it's Christmas Day, but they were, you know, like fully staffed with two or three lifeguards there. And there was one, you know, I hadn't noticed, but only noticed when the lifeguard dived in that there was a little boy struggling and his parents were swimming over, as quick as they could to get to him. Lifeguard got there first and made sure he was okay.
He did a good job. I noticed he did some stand at the side of the pool a couple of times and strip off his top and look around to see who was watching him and then dived in athletically.
Yeah.
But fair play to him. He definitely saved at least one child that needed saving. So if he wants to sort of show off, that's fine.
Maybe he's better off without his top if he's diving in the water.
That's one way to look at him.
Yeah. Well, people did look at him. And the same lifeguard saved a little girl later on and delivered her to her very grateful parents. I think she'd slipped into the water and, you know, was taken by surprise, even though it wasn't that deep. But he fished her out and the parents were delighted. And it was
good for him.
Good thing to say. Yeah, good for him.
It was well staffed. There was three or four of them, you know, that we could see dotted around the beach we were on.
Yeah. Oh, and on my ferry back, my city cat back, there was the same woman in charge who we'd seen the other day, and she was like a young Dame Edna. She was absolutely brilliant. And said, "Hello, darlings!" And she was calling everybody beautiful, talking to everybody on there. And when I was about to get on it, there was a huge boatful getting off, and she's blowing kisses to them all, and they're all shouting back, "We love you! Merry Christmas!" And she came over and talked to me when I was on, seemed to remember me from the other day. Yeah. It being my first Christmas in Australia, and she said, "Where's your lovely man?" And I explained what had happened, and she said, "I won't keep doing the voice," but she said,
"Keep doing the voice.
Oh, you'd have been all right. It's Christmas. We don't judge."
She's starting to sound a bit of a Brummy now.
Well, yes, that's why I wasn't going to keep doing the accent. But basically, she said, "It's Christmas. Of course, you could have come on with just one go card." Bless her.
Total and utter highlight for Christmas Day, or highlights on Christmas Day, it was speaking to the grandchildren.
Yeah.
Kathy phoned us. We had a video call with her, probably on Signal. And I'd round about seven there Christmas morning, which was about tea time on Christmas Day for us. But anyway, we saw all three of Kathy's boys. And it was marvellous to see them, wasn't it?
In their lovely Christmas dressing gowns.
Yes. Dylan was like excitedly telling us all about Christmas. Yeah. Otis just kept popping his head in and out.
Yes, he does that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, the sort of filmmaker that he is. Manny just looking fundamentally cool.
Yeah. 14 years old, lounging.
Yes.
Lolling on the couch.
Yes, in what in another era would be called a smoking jacket. He looked so splendid and cool. Pete was there as well, because they're all at Pete's for Christmas Day.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And at that point it was going very well. And Kathy told us much, much later that the whole day had gone really well. But it was great to see the boys, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
Yeah. And then later on, at I think 9 p.m. on Christmas Day for us and 11 a.m. on Christmas Day, we had a Zoom with Daisy and Matt and Mia and Kissy.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic too, wasn't
it? It was great, yeah. They were having a lovely day.
Yes.
Getting ready for their Christmas dinner later on.
Their Christmas walk.
Yeah, we're going for a walk with the dog, and then going to have their Christmas dinner.
Yeah, with Leanne and Tant and their girls.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, as usual, Daisy always has lots of people around for Christmas, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think Matt Chaz was there as well.
Yes.
Another friend.
And it was great because we hadn't felt Christmassy at all until Christmas Day. And we saw all our girls and all our little granddaughters and grandsons. Suddenly it was like Christmas.
It was Christmas, because before that, because of the heat and everything, it just doesn't feel Christmassy, even if you can hear carols and see Rudolph. It's, you know, when your neighbour is hosing his garden down, bare-chested with a can of beer, you know, and Silent Night coming out of the house radio, it doesn't look Christmassy.
No, it doesn't at all. In the afternoon and evening, we watched Christmas telly, didn't we?
We did, yes. We watched a film that had been recommended in the kind of arts and entertainment bit of The Australian, didn't we, newspaper. And it was great.
Yes, it said there's a standard lot of Christmas films, like the, what's it, that Macaulay Culkin being left at home once or twice by his parents and a couple of others, but it said Christmas Ransom is a proper cheesy rom-com Christmas film and a must-watch, and it was great, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. And apparently it referenced loads of other Christmas films. It was kind of a bit of a spoof. But it didn't matter if you didn't know them, which we didn't particularly. I've never seen Die Hard, but I've seen enough clips to know that there was bits of that in there, you know.
That's right. Some of them are pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to sit here and die hard.
Yeah.
But even without having seen that and the various others that it referenced, it was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, but if it's available on anything you can get there, watch it. It's brilliant.
Yes, in Australia, it's on, I think it's Stan.
Yeah.
Which is, I wonder if Stan's the Australian equivalent of Dave.
I think it might be, yeah. And it is an Australian film.
It's jolly good fun. And our girls, we recommended it to our girls, but their Christmas Day was finished off by them sort of doing a video call with us.
Oh, yeah.
It was Boxing Day breakfast by the time they got to us, but it was like late at night.
And it was so lovely to get it. They'd 12,000 miles away. And
they'd obviously had a good Christmas Day, didn't they?
Yeah.
And we'd sent them some presents to be delivered. I'd sent some to Kathy's house to be delivered to Daisy and to Matt, and some to Daisy's house to be delivered to Kathy.
Yeah.
And one of the granddaughters labelled Kathy's present to Auntie Kathy from Grandad.
I think that was the best labelled Christmas present ever.
Yeah. Kathy gave the book that was supposed to be for Daisy, she gave that to Matt, and Matt's T-shirt to Daisy.
And then when we said they were that way around, it was like a penny had dropped. Oh, right, that makes sense. So I hope now everybody's got their proper presents.
Yes, we'll better not leave them to their own devices at Christmas again. Another weird thing about Christmas in the heat of Brisbane was the Christmas songs we kept hearing in bars and various places and on the radio.
Yeah.
All about Frosty the Snowman and, let it snow, let it snow. Just completely and utterly inappropriate songs.
But Kai, when we were out with him, was saying there aren't any sunshiny Christmas songs which would be appropriate for Australia. But I did remind him that White Christmas was actually about someone in a hot place. It was Bing Crosby in California dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yeah, was it called Porter or it's a Berlin?
I don't know.
One of them was in California.
Yeah, and wrote it being nostalgic for the winter and the snow.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really come across in the song, does it?
No, all the images are always of sleigh rides in the snow anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. Feliz Navidad, though.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our Crizzy and Brizzy. Started off not at all Christmassy, and then got very Christmassy overall, and it was thoroughly enjoyable, wasn't it?
It was, and it's corny, but it's family in the end, Christmas is about.
Absolutely, and we're 12,000 miles away from them and missed them, and we'll probably see them in about a month or 6 weeks, which will be marvellous. Right, anyway, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody. Hope 2023 is going to be good. By that time, we will be in Sydney. So it'll just be time for a last sum up of our adventures in Brisbane thus far. So look forward to doing that and then getting to Sydney. Cheers.